This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to You humbly and ourselves and need our hand today. Just to thank You and praise You for Your mercy, Your grace, and Your love. Just to thank You and praise You for who You are, that You are God, and besides Thee, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that You have done, is doing, and will do this day and forevermore in Jesus' precious and holy name. Oh, Heavenly Father, anoint this little clay, hide me behind Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. Let me decrease in the spirit of the Lord in me, may increase Him this night and forevermore. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, pray that people's heart to receive Thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. If you have the Bible with me, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, the 46th chapter, the 46th verse 1 through 11. Psalms 46, verse 1 through 11. And the word of God reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the dwelling place of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be shaken. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rages, the kingdom will move. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he has made in the earth. He maketh war to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He buried the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So just for the next few minutes, I want to, hallelujah, ask you that you pray with us and for us. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it is indeed a pleasure and an honor to lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Just for the next few minutes, I ask that you pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word of God. Tonight, we want to talk about God protects us from danger, seen, from unseen and seen danger. God protects us from danger, seen and unseen. Hallelujah. Here we see in the book of Psalms 34, verse 7. The angels of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and deliver them. Also in Proverbs 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run it into it and is safe. Run to the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. There is no other name so powerful on our behalf. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess, and say that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God, our Father. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God protects us, followers of Christ, from danger seen and unseen. God desires that we sense that we are safe in this life, feeling safe in a world that is dangerous. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, to feel safe in this world, we must exercise our faith to believe that God is with us. In spite of any feeling, God is always there. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Yes, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in times of trouble. You see, the Lord Almighty, he's with us. And the God of Jacob is our fortress. Hallelujah. God protects us from danger seen and unseen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it is indeed a privilege to come before you tonight through the use of the internet. We're teaching and preaching on a local level and reaching souls on the global level. What a blessing to have. Beloved, we know that the God that we serve, he neither slumber nor sleep. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he says, "I," but he looked low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful. We are thankful because he woke us up this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock, but it was the hand of God that seemed fit that we still here in the land of the living, that we're on top of the ground and not under the ground, that he has extended grace, mercy, and love on our behalf. Oh, God knows the time with benefits each and every day that he has allowed us to still be here in the land of the living. Again, we are talking about God protects us from danger seen and unseen. Behold, we never know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. Yes, people of God, no matter what life brings, we are safe in the care of God, our Father. Even when chaos surrounds us, God is still our refuge. God is still our protector and our safe shelter. Yes, beloved, because of Christ, the Holy Spirit lives inside of us as a born-again believer in Christ. The Holy Spirit lives inside of every believer in Christ as a very present help in times of trouble. You see, Jesus promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, what a blessing to know that the God that we serve, he is, he remains the same, even though times may be changing. Beloved, when we feel like everything is uncertain, thing we can do is to remember that our protection is not in better circumstances. Our protection is not in better circumstances, or in avoiding problems, or in anything on earth. No, our protection is really, definitely, it is in God. Because God is our creator. He's the one that created us. He's the one that breathed his spirit within our being. So brothers and sisters in Christ, our protection is only found in the present help of the Holy Spirit and the solid rock, the work of Jesus Christ on our behalf, which has guaranteed us our help and promise that we will make it safely home to glory. Yes, keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Look up, because your Redeemer draws near. God protects us from danger, seen and unseen. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, mercy arise to us every morning. Mercy, enough mercy for that day, and mercy that will not run out a moment too soon. God knows what we need, and he's a God that is on time. He's an on-time God. So believers in Christ, if you want to save yourself and lead others to safety, commit yourself totally and complete to the Lord, and don't compromise on that commitment. No, God knows, and you know how committed you are. We are living in a time and a season in 2021. Even in a pandemic, we still need God's hand on our lives. We still need God to move on our behalf. Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good, for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, beloved, it is apparently that we are living in troublesome times, turbulent times in 2021. When we look around, we see there are civil and political unrest each and every day. There's a global pandemic that is still here in 2021. There are economic woes, which are the leading stories in our daily news broadcast. But people of God, I stop by to let you know that we can find a hope that only heaven can afford. Our hope lies in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Our hope is in Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, Psalm 46, it is an anchor. It deals with an anchor for our soul. God protects us from danger, seen and unseen. Isn't it a blessing to know that the God that we serve, the same God of Abraham, of David, the same God of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, the same God of Israel. Hallelujah, his hand is upon our lives. Yes, we can find strength on the reality of knowing that our God in his existence was there from the beginning. Yes, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews 11, verse 6, the 8th part of the verse, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, God's name is Elohim, which means the Supreme Almighty One. It is the name for God and the creation of time. You see, the entire universe, simply spoken, it was spoken simply into existence by God's name, Elohim, El Shaddai, the Almighty One. See, Psalms 33, verse 6 says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Beloved, there is no promise too hard for God to keep. And there is no prayer too hard for our God to answer. Child of God, there is no problem too hard for God to solve. Because God specializes in doing the impossible. Yes, when man says it's impossible, God step in and show himself mighty in our behalf. Because he specializes in doing the impossible. God has no beginning, and he has no end. You see, in the beginning, God was, and God is. He is there. When you read the Word of God, the Bible, God himself existed before all things, and he himself brought everything else into existence. You see, God is our creator and our sustainer. Oh, yes, he is. He's our creator, and he is our sustainer. Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 12, yea, and all that will live ungodly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You see, persecution is every Christian life. People of God, we live in a fallen world, and there are many, many challenges that we face as believers in Christ. You see, Jesus Christ, he set the example for us to follow. And as followers of his, we have to make a decision for ourselves and believe that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. We as children of the Most High God, we must put God first, first as priority in our lives. See, Matthew 6, 33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. Our love for God must exceed our love for people. Put God first in our lives should be the priority for every believer in Christ. So we as born again Christians has to grow in grace and mature in the faith over a period of time in order to reach this level of maturity in faith. We must be sold out, stand fast, unmovable in faith. Bible says that Hebrew 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yes, faith is the key. Faith will help us to go places that we couldn't go. Faith will give us encouragement to go on further with the things of God. You see, everything that we get from God is by faith. So, beloved, all believers in Christ is called to maturity, to mature in the faith. Jesus Christ clearly let us know. He told us that in this world, those who believe in him will suffer persecution and will suffer pain. And also the Apostle Paul expands that truth by adding that all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. When we look around today, hallelujah, on the news bulletin and news report, people all over the world, there are some that have given their life to Christ because of the persecution that they endure. So, child of God, if you want to persevere under trials on the journey to maturity, you will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has planted, has promised to those who love him, and he will exalt all of us to consider it all joy when we fall into diverse trials. Yes, when we encounter various trials, believers in Christ, we have been supplied with many precious promises, which reassures us that God's grace is sufficient. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can say or think, according to the power that worketh within us. You see, God's strength is perfected in our weaknesses. Yes, I'm reminded of the Apostle Paul when he approached the Lord on three different times for him to take whatever was tormenting him, for him to take it from him. God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace will sustain thee. So believe in Christ. God simply wants us to surrender our inadequacies to him so that he can fill us up with all of his strength. Beloved, in the book of Psalms 91, which is a psalm of confidence that reminds us that God protects and preserves those who are his. Yes, life will bring trouble, and we will face a danger from time to time. But as the people of God, we can live above fear and trust that God will never let us fall. God protects us from danger, seen and unseen. Yes, people of God, while danger comes in various forms and at any time, day or night, you see those followers in Christ whose trust in him can live without fear. The Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7, it says, For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Yes, beloved, trust in God's protection. You see, protection is very important. That is because the world is a very dangerous place. But we as believers in Christ, we have to keep our eyes, look up, keep our eyes unto the hill from which coming our help. Our help coming from the Lord. Remember what Psalms 34, verse 7 says, the angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver him. Yes, my brothers and sisters, what a blessing to know And God is merciful. God is a good God. He's a God that's willing, able, and ready to meet our each and every need. Remember, God protects us from dangers, seen and unseen. Hallelujah.
Been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Love me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible
Bible says so. We love you. God love you. Amen. It's good to know that God is a good God. He's a loving God. He's a God that loves us so much. And he have allowed us, those that are still here in the land of living, just to keep on going on for him and for the work that he has assigned for each and every one of us to do. He wants us to get it done. Amen. So because of his love for us, he have allowed us to still be here. What a blessing to know. that God loves you. We just thank God for each and every one that is listening in tonight. For those that will be listening at a later date, we just pray and believe God that whatever you are believing it for, we come in complete agreement with you that God will meet you in a mighty way. Just keep on being true to him. Stay in faith. Stretch out in faith. Amen. Don't turn back. You done came too long, too far. Amen. Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back for church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for a prepared people to take him to a prepared place. That is a blessing in itself. Amen. Hallelujah. So again, tonight we are talking about God protects us from seen and unseen danger. Oh, yes, he does. And that is a benefit that we as believers in Christ, followers of Jesus Christ, has to always have confidence in. That our God, because of Jesus making a way out of no way, because of Jesus shedding his blood for the remission of our sins, because the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there'd be no remission of sin. Jesus shed his blood on Calvary for us. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He made it possible for every human being on the face of this earth that was born in sin to come back to God. Hallelujah. He bridged the gap between God and man. So this is the time to get right with God and come back to him and fully pledge yourself totally and complete to him. Yes, we are talking about God protects us from seen and unseen danger. Here in the book of Psalms 91, verse 1 through 4, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou take refuge. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God protects us from seen and unseen danger. And he promises, again in the book of Hebrews 13, verse 5, the big clause in the verse says, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, if you are a believer in Christ, you have to know that God has you covered, that God will protect you from seen and unseen a danger. You see, when the enemy springs in and surprise on you as a born-again believer of Christ, or come at you from a direction that you did not expect by flanking you while you are preoccupied with something else. Always remember this, that God has you covered. God will protect you from seen and unseen danger. So child of God, keep doing what you know is right and true, and leave the rest to God's doing. Believer in Christ, always remember that the Bible says in Deuteronomy 20, verse 4, for the Lord, your God, is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemy, to save you. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Psalms 23, verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yes, beloved, we live in a world that seems ready to bust under the rising pressure of natural and spiritual threats beyond the strain of terrorism and natural disaster. Our age-old adversary, the enemy of our soul, the devil, Satan himself, is witnessly supporting his dark forces against us, knowing that his time here on earth is very short. So believer in Christ, make no mistake, in these last and evil days that we are living in, the enemy, the devil, is targeting your family, your health, and your spiritual life as well. Yes, beloved, Bible says that the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. The child of God, despite the danger, God's people can live with an unshakable confidence in the safety of God's protection. Bible says in Psalms 91, verse 4, it reassures us that God shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Believe in Christ. If you will connect with the Lord covering, you will never have to fear the torment, turmoil, the chaos of your present time. See, child of God, the moment you receive Christ, a canopy of protection is stretched out over your life. Oh, yes, we thank God tonight. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 says, clean up, purge out, therefore the old living, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unliving. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Child of God, believers in Christ, Christ's blood keeps us as followers of his. It keeps us safe and secure. For this is what the glorious work of the cross on Calvary does in our lives. And it is the inheritance of every child of God. Sure, we may not be Jews according to natural birth, but because of God's grace, because of what Jesus did, God has allowed us to be drafted in the beloved family of God. God has allowed us to get the same benefits as the Jews, the natural Jews does. So believe in Christ, spiritual protection for God's people depends entirely, completely upon our proper positioning in Christ. Yes, position is important. Notice what Psalms 91, verse 1 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, beloved, God has not gotten you. God protects us from seen and unseen a danger. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, today in 2021, it is essential for us to know how and where to come under the full protection of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. Bible says that Hallelujah. The enemy goes as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. John 10:10 says, as the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly from this day forward. So child of God, your faith in Christ saved us, but your cooperation with Christ's provision is the key to everything else. You see, God the Father, he is not underneath no obligation to protect us when we resist his direction. But he, oh God, knows God have got you covered. He has protected us from seen and unseen danger. As the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 16 and verse 18. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. My brothers and sisters in Christ, there is nothing like a prayer shield in place to provide us the right covering over the life of the believer in Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are grateful and thankful for God's people. Brothers and sisters in Christ, prayer as we know it, prayer activates the heavenly host. Prayer, it erects a hedge of protection all around us. Prayer, it seals the gap through which the devil tries to gain access to your life as well as mine. The Bible said in the book of Luke, the 18th chapter, verse 1, it says that man ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart. This is the B clause of the verse. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Behold, with the covering system of prayer in place, we can be encouraged and we can move forward in our lives without being constantly and continuously knocked back by the enemy of our soul, which is the devil. Believers in Christ, always remember this. When we are positioned in God and connected to his provision, the canopy of God's protection rises high and strong over our lives. Child of God, stay in faith and remember this, that God got you. Oh, yes, he does. God protects us from seen and unseen danger. Yes, beloved, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2, in the A clause of the verse, it says, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Believers of Christ, the fact of the matter is we all face circumstances in our lives, which at times may leave us feeling worried, frustrated, and fearful of what the future has in store. But fortunately, we can look to Jesus, who can relate with us what we are gone through, even, which is why Jesus says in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, the B clause of the verse. In the world, you shall have tribulation. You shall have trouble. But be of good cheer. I, Jesus, have overcome the world. Yes, beloved, God protects us from seen and unseen danger. Believer in Christ, this means that you can have peace in Jesus in the midst of your circumstances. And you can keep moving forward on your journey with God towards your destiny. So again, as a believer in Christ, always keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, on your journey with God, because he is the only one who can help you to overcome. Yes, we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Yes, the Bible says in 1 Peter 4, verse 12 through 14, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you or test you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If he be insulted for the name of Christ, happy, blessed are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God, which rested upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of. But on your part, as a believer in Christ, he is glorified. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that the God that we serve, he is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you see, when life presents itself with the ever changing variables, we have got to realize that we serve a mighty God who is stationary in his goodness, who is stationary in his love. He is the unmovable, a mover. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. So, beloved, let God have his way. You see, God is faithful to those who serve him and to those who seek him. Beloved, God keeps us safe in a dangerous world. He encircles and passes, covers and shields those who made him their refuge. Colossians 3, verse 3 says, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Also here in the book of Psalm 61, verse 3, it says, for thy God has been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. God himself is our shelter. God himself is our refuge. Believer in Christ, just like a newborn baby wrapped up in a warm, secure blanket, God wants to wrap us in his love, in his power, and in his protection. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, always remember with Psalms 46, the whole entire psalm, let us know that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and through the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the stream whereof shall we make glad. The city of David, the city of God, the Holy One, the holy place of the dwelling places of the Most High. You see, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be shaken. God shall keep her in that right earth. The heathen rages, the mountains will move. God utters his voice, third mountain. You see, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he had made in the earth. He making war to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. So be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, our present help in time of trouble. God protects us from seen and unseen of danger. We just hope and pray those something that we say tonight that really have given you encouragement to go further in the things of God. We just hope and pray that whatever you believe in for, we base it on the word of God that says, if any two of us come in agreement and such anything on earth, it'll be done by Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. We are grateful tonight for your faithfulness, your total commitment to Christ. And maybe one or maybe some of the sound of my voice, that Jesus Christ is on as Lord and Savior of your life. If that's you tonight, quit putting off for tomorrow what you can do today. Today is a day of salvation. Harden not your heart. If God is speaking, respond to him with a willing heart. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Hallelujah. God protects us from seen and unseen danger.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you so much for that teaching this evening. I hope that you were able to glean something to apply to your everyday life. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time to listen to this broadcast. We appreciate your support. We greatly and are very humbled that we are able to present this information to you twice a week. God is just so good. Not only does he protect us, he gives us blessings that we just really don't deserve most of the time. And we are forever grateful. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 64, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, or Lisa Thibault, T-H-I-B-E-A-U-X. Again, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your support. God loves you, and so do we. And Lord, the Lord willing, we'll be with you again on Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Good night. Have a pleasant evening.